Welcome back. It is Hard Factor on Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt, the number one talk station with 92.3. 7 minutes come past 4 p.m. I'm Dial. Thanks for staying tuned. Discussions continue now. And congratulations to the latest constituency and ward liaison officers in town. Yes, indeed. I think they will all consider themselves to be authentic honorables now. I think so. After all, that they now have an official position, you know. So I expect them to be all of these constituency and ward liaison officers who were inaugurated yesterday to at this time be sauntering around in their various communities and neighborhoods right now with their shoulders very high and everybody addressing them as honorable. Honorable. However, once again, I don't know if they're going to be besieging churches. I don't know how high profile this appointment is, if it warrants Thanksgiving services in our various cathedrals this weekend. I don't know, but still, whether that high profile or not, our marketing office is very much open to receiving congratulatory and thank you messages. Your son has been appointed. I mean, the least you can do is to thank His Excellency. So we're taking the thank you messages at the marketing office here. We've got one in town as well. Remember, allegedly we're taking a roll call of those who are going to be appreciative. You know. Also, yeah, that's that. But let's get on with the matter at hand. In case you're wondering why the governor decided to, you know, appoint these constituency and ward liaison officers. I think there are about 100 of them. I hope I got that right. About 100 or so. But the governor said that the constituency and ward liaison officers were constituted to get feedback of his administration's performance across the 23 local government areas of the state. Here's some of what the governor said about that.
So we're nominating you today so that you take charge of supervising the unit assistant who will give you feedback on what the people at the unit level are talking about us. Where do they want us to go? I would do well politically, I would do well in the economy. What are things they expect that we should be doing that we're not doing? So we can make amends. It's not too late to make amends.
All right. Is it too late? Is this the perfect time to try to get this feedback, what the government is doing right economically, socially, politically as well? And how relevant do you suppose this... how relevant are the constituency and ward liaison officers of the River State government? Once again, we've got about, I don't know, November, December, January, February. Got about 4 months to go before the elections. Maybe about 6-7 months before the expiration of this administration. It is a good time to get this kind of feedback. And do you think that these constituency and ward liaison officers, how well do you think they will perform, really, as far as getting this feedback that the governor wants at this time? What do you make of the whole concept generally? Let's talk for a bit. Malanje Repo now. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH, live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Now, if information reaching me is anything to go by, very soon we'll stop giving out all these plenty numbers, which we read out every time. But that's too much that I'll say. Stick around. There is a huge surprise, a huge one, is coming your way very soon. And it's a pleasant one as well, from what I hear. Okay, let's get your take on the current conversation. Once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. What do you make of the appointment of this constituency and ward liaison officers, whose job it is to get feedback for the government as to what direction the people want the government to go, whether or not the government has performed well or otherwise? Let's get your take. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. All right, very important to please turn off your radio set. Once a call is answered, turn it off, else we cannot have a conversation. Hello, 913. Hello. All right, good dial. As far as the socio-economic conditions of Nigerians are concerned, the ward liaison officers and advisors are a last-minute soccer to systemize poverty and linger the hopelessness of this administration's hopefuls. The few I know are people that are completely not unconnected with the sufferings inherent in the political system at present. They don't even have a touch with current realities. To them, it's free money from a source that they already know. Because it's coming late, the purpose for the creation of the scheme may not be achieved. Such scheme has been anchored before under this government in the fresh tenure, but with other nomenclature. Akurama Chooks sent that. Hello, Ati. Your thoughts on the ward and constituency liaison officers?
Hello.
Sorry. Hello. I apologize. Sorry, you'll have to call back. I don't know what caused that. But then, once again, call 0817-93-0002 or 3 or 7. Apologies to the last caller. There was some sound that wasn't helping the conversation. So do please call back if you can. And remember, you can also join the conversation via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also, YouTube as well, by the way. YouTube, Nigeria Info PH there also. Now, here is... okay, I'll get back to that later on. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Hi, hello. Go ahead.
The time is too late to talk about if they are doing mistakes or they are doing well. That's a time in life to realize that they have made mistakes. It becomes impossible to revise such mistakes. Nobody can respect the time when time has passed you. So the governor has made a lot of mistakes. And if you begin to tell the mistakes you have made, you will never return them.
Yeah, but maybe there are some things that can be corrected.
But there's a mistake to be corrected, but not in these few months that remain. If they tell the governor that they have made a mistake to set up one flyover in where it's supposed not to be, is it going to be another flyover in 7 months?
He might not complete it, but they could commence another one.
You know the government of Nigeria that whenever it starts something, the other government will not talk about it until that cannot come. So how can you cope up in that kind of situation?
Yeah, but this government completed some of the projects of the previous administration. The Buhari government as well is completing some of the projects of the Jonathan administration.
Yeah, but we know that the majority of them did not complete the past project. If you go to East West Road, you will see gas supply built by orderly. Why not so we can complete it? Why not energy complete it? The people's money are wasting. You see the Atlantic pool called, what they call it, gas supply. Is it working? How many decades now? That's what we are talking about. If they thought they are making mistakes, I have to revise it today. So it's a big mistake. It cannot revise it. Thank you. I'm Mr. Cole.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you as well. All right, good day, Dio. For me, the ward and constituency liaison officers is a waste of River State's resources. This is an avenue the governor thinks he can use to settle GDI members, so that's from gift. All right. Is that what it is, really? I mean, what's wrong with getting feedback? I mean, feedback is supposed to be a good thing, isn't it? You know, it's good to get feedback from the people who are on the ground, you know. 91, hello. Hello.
Good day, my dear.
Yeah, hi, go ahead.
See, there is no government that will finish all. Every government with its own purpose. But the problem with we Nigerians is that we don't have to let anyone does. If that government is the government that is consumed, that is all what I believe.
No. Just a moment. Whether the governor has done all or not is not the point of this conversation. The point is the recently inaugurated liaison officers.
What he believes is best to himself as a governor.
What do you think about that?
What I think about that is that he has done good to himself. Let what he has done favor him. Nobody leaves office without being remembered tomorrow. Say he wants to do what will remember him tomorrow.
Okay, what do you think that he will be remembered for as far as this appointments are concerned? What is the point exactly?
The point is that which government has ever done that?
Done what?
Which one? By bringing these people he's employing to work for him, and at the end of the day, he will achieve his aim.
What is the aim, in your estimation?
The aim he wants to achieve is he wants PDP to continue. That is what the aim he wants to achieve. That's at least when the PDP is talking about some persons that he has not remembered before. No time is late.
Okay, so in your estimation, according to you, you believe that the point of this is just to give some PDP members money?
He is not giving PDP members money. He's only helping those who want to also help him.
Okay, so he's just helping some PDP members?
Yes, let him help. Can him help APC member? No. He will not help APC member. He will help PDP member.
So according to you, it's okay to share state money to party members?
He has done all he's supposed to be, the valuables he has to
receive
for the PDP.
No, hold on. No, let's focus on this particular one. So you're saying that it's okay to share state money to party members?
He's not sharing. He has employed people that they work for him.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. It's okay to help party members with state money?
Yes, it's okay. Will he use his personal money to help state members? Are those people not state? They are state.
They are not
people from abroad. They are people from River State.
Okay.
1,000 persons he has done, and several other people he has employed. He is state.
All right.
You know, everybody cannot get it at the time. Even if I personally myself I did not get it, I'm okay.
So you're waiting. Are you waiting for your own turn?
Yes, I'm not waiting for any turn. I'm a very good. I'm living fine myself.
Yeah, but I mean, you won't mind a little extra, would you? Nobody minds more money.
What?
You won't mind if you can get a little more money, do you?
I don't mind if I get more little money, but anybody if you remember me, it's okay. Not every government that can remember me.
That's what I'm saying. But would you like His Excellency to remember you right now?
Well, if I'm opportune that he remember me, it's okay. But if he's not, I can never criticize his government because he has done. Look, the first time I've seen River State, well, especially Port Harcourt, turned to what I've seen. I was living in Cube, 1979. From 1976 to 1979 to 1984, I live in Cube. And I know what Cube looked like. But today, Cube is not like that. I went to Cube some days ago.
All right,
I am happy with what he has done. So, I want to put up a ground. Look, let us appreciate when one has done. No government does it all.
So you once finally, you are still hoping that you will be remembered as well?
If by the special grace of God I'm remembered, it's okay. But if I'm not, maybe any other government, APC, whatever, call any other one can remember me. Even if PDP is not, but I'm a staunch member of PDP. Even if I'm not remembered today, that would not mean
so,
I criticizing PDP. No.
So will you be delighted if PDP does not remember you but APC remembers you?
I am telling you that even your enemy, according to the Bible, your enemy can
and give anyone,
you what you
want. Anyone that remembers you, wherever the help comes from.
Wherever that one comes from and remember
right.
me, it's okay.
All right.
I'm already it's okay.
Great to hear from you. Hard fact, welcome.
Yes, sir. Hello,
go ahead.
Bayo.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Fred Mikey calling from Uko.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the appointees of the governor, the body governor.
Go ahead. How relevant are they?
I want to advise those people. You've seen the governor abandon them, forget about them. Now it's not that this is a campaign period and election period. Want to use and achieve his good. And my advice to them, they should be very, very careful. We should not take that they want to carry the work on their head.
Well, the governor said that they are appointed to help him get feedback, you know, on how he's performed in the state.
The governor has not performed. I've not seen where the governor performed.
So maybe that's the feedback he wants to get. Maybe there's something that he hasn't done that he needs to do.
But he wants to use those people and achieve his goals. And have more chance after the election. They will not be relevant and you will abandon them.
No, their job was not supposed to last forever. They're supposed to help him get feedback.
After that, you need to put them in place, but you will not do that. You need to employ them for various places, but you will not do that. And the PDP will not emerge in River State. I am sure of that.
Okay, well, that's beyond the scope of this conversation, I suppose. Your thoughts are welcome as well. We've got a commercial break coming up in a moment. But before then, let's see. Our governor is fulfilling his stomach infrastructure, promised his boys so as to induce them to deliver his candidates come 2023. Does our governor listen to advice? What kind of feedback does he need and for how long in office? This is sharing Rivers money with impunity, and that's from Lawrence. Yeah. Which feedback does Governor Wike want from his liaison officers? So those around him have not been telling him to employ Rivers youth, promote workers, pay bursaries, pay minimum wage, pension and gratuities, initiate life-touching policies, etc. Okay. All right, so I have to go for that break now. I don't think I have time for another call or messages. But I will return shortly. Conversation will continue as we discuss the inauguration of the constituency and board liaison officers appointed by His Excellency the Governor. I'm asking how relevant they are in your estimation. The Governor saying that they were appointed to help him get feedback on how his administration has performed. What do you think? When I return, more on that, please stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, Mac, 28 minutes ago before 5 o'clock, discussions continue. All thanks for staying tuned. And the matter at hand at the moment still concerns the recently appointed and inaugurated constituency and ward liaison officers of the River State Government. They were inaugurated yesterday, I do believe. And in case you're seeking some explanation as to why that happened, well, the governor, Yusuf Wike, says the constituency and ward liaison officers were constituted to get feedback of his administration's performance across the 23 local government areas of the state. Here's what he said again.
So we're not meeting you today so that you take charge of supervising the unit assistant. Who will give you feedback on what the people at the unit level are talking about us? Where do they want us to go? I would do well politically, I would do well in the economy. What are things they expect that we should be doing that we're not doing? So we can make amends. It's not too late to make amends.
Yeah, so maybe the governor is right. Maybe it's not too late to make amends. You know, maybe is there ever really a wrong time to get it right? You know, really? What do you make of these appointments? How relevant are they? You know, and do you think they will be able to provide sufficient feedback for the governor to right whatever wrongs or correct whatever errors or mistakes he may have made in his about 8 years or close to 8 years in office? Malanji Robin, call 0817 93 0002 0817. Uh, 0823 or 0817 923 0007. WhatsApp on 0809 030 6416. Hello, you're welcome. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Karama. I'm calling from Netherlands.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm not commenting on the subject. I just want to award you on behalf of the good people of River State.
You want
the number one sarcastic king of Rajata. The LF caller, the PDP man, you were asking if he's
I
was going to benefit him. I'm sure he didn't get to
say
your basic
capacity. No, I wasn't. I was genuinely asking.
You were.
No.
It just gave me a good laugh after a tough day.
No, I wasn't.
I was just praying for him.
I think you completely misread the situation.
On your basic capacity.
Nope, you're wrong. You misread the situation. Yeah. You completely misread it. You did.
Are you telling me that you're not being sarcastic?
No, I wasn't. You misread the situation. And why are you laughing right now? All right, good. You know, people hear what they want to hear. I'm not responsible for that. Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chuba. I'm Cody.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome. Okay, Bayo, Governor pointed out some mistake you make at the SK Ball Constituency. Governor divide that mistake you make.
That could be a difficult mistake to reverse, really.
Yeah. Now, he appointed that one by himself. Let him make amendment of that one. Before we give you another mistake you have made.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, some mistakes are costlier than others. And while some mistakes are reversible, some mistakes, no doubt, leave long-lasting, permanent impressions, and they're not reversible, actually. Hello, you're welcome.
Dario.
Yeah.
Yes, I think this is a very good political move by the governor.
Okay. How so?
I'm not political. Remember, the governor said when the time for politics come, he will play politics very well.
Okay.
The guy is too much. Because by this work now, every constituent in this state has already been taken over. Whether they are giving him feedback or not, they are on ground. Remember that during the last administration, 2 years into the end of Rotimi's administration, Rotimi practically relocated to Abuja. There was nothing done in this state all through till the government elapsed. But this is a man who is saying, I'll be on ground until the last day of my governance. I will not leave any project uncompleted.
No, away from the project of him being in town, which I don't. Maybe it's a good thing or a bad thing. But how about the assistants, particularly the liaison officers, is the focus of the conversation. And you were saying just now that they may not even give feedback. So, assuming they're not giving feedback as you suggested, how is that a good thing?
During the last administration, people were smiling to the government house to collect 10,000, 20,000 from all over the state. People were paid by Rotimi Amaechi.
Okay, maybe the last administration did that. However, we're discussing this current administration,
yes,
and this appointment. How is that a good thing?
People have labored, now they should be rewarded. Not only those who are collecting contracts of 4 billion, 5 billion, even if it's 1 million or 2 million that will come to us, we will enjoy that one. People are collecting 10 billion, let us see our own now.
According to you, it's time for us to share the money.
It is time for Trump, who has to me get to 10,000, 20,000. this one should give us something better.
Like what?
Government is lining up.
Like what? This one should give something like what? Like what?
Like federal government now is buying cars or
just hold on. How much do you expect to get with this one? Like how much?
The average Nation officer will be getting at least 30,000, 40,000, 50,000.
No. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 is a very wide range. Do you have a more specific figure? So, in other words, you don't know how much.
No. It's the money that will be given according to your position.
Okay.
Like me now, I know what my MP is. But I won't disclose it.
What is your position?
I won't disclose it. You know.
Okay. How much are you getting?
I will get according to the work I've been specified to do.
Which work?
I'm covering a lot of units.
Okay.
And so I know what I'm going to deliver for this incoming election.
Okay. Hold on. So you were appointed for elections, not to give feedback.
On governance is not easy. This man is working till this time. He's still launching projects and politics on top. We should give him a lot of kudos.
So you were appointed just to get choppings, to eat something.
No, I'm doing my work, bro. I'm going around organizing and also checking on all the projects that is being done around my constituency to make sure that they are all completed.
That's what I'm saying. But you also said it's time to chop. You said that earlier.
We have to chop now.
That's what I'm saying. So it's chopping time now.
It's chopping time, my brother.
And we should share the state's money for chopping.
Share as much as we can.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hi, go ahead.
Hello, dear King. I'm calling from Omumu.
Go on.
Dayo, it's unfortunate that we play politics with governance. People have failed to understand what we mean by governance and playing politics. This whole idea of appointing 319 legionnaires. Let me remind you, in River State, we have 319 wards and 4,442 polling units. In UK, for 7 good years, he knew very well that we have the total number of 100,000 River State indigenous who are unemployed. He knows very well that we have 319 indigenous of River State who are unemployed, and somebody is clapping hands for Wike for spending River State money for appointing them for 5 months. That they say they don't know the amount of the money they will pay for this. They will pay 20,000 for the unit advisors and the world legion. They are going to pay them 30,000 naira, and this money will last for the period of 6 months. And a River person who is sensible enough like me will tell me that Wike has tried as them from where they are. Don't understand.
The governor wants to get feedback. Hold on. He wants to get feedback from you and other people in your community.
He's getting feedback from me and other people from my community. Had he been here, appointed across political lines.
So that's the problem here, because you are not one of those appointed.
Fine. Oh yeah, Dayo, let me ask you. Don't be offended. Is Governor Wike governor of People Democratic Members or governor of River State?
No, so what I'm saying is, I mean, if your part members of your party, whatever your party is, were considered, you will not have a problem with this.
Is that the truth as well?
That your grouse is that you are not made unit officer also.
Fine, I'm not a member of PDP, and I cannot support a party for 7 years that have not delivered the dividends of democracy, because
yes.
Governance is
yeah.
about.
But if you were made unit officer as well, you would have been fine with this.
I am not a member of the PDP. I'm a member of PDP.
Yes. So if the governor was looking across party lines, as you yourself said just a while ago, and you were appointed as well to collect your own 30,000 naira, you'd have been fine with this.
No, I would not be fine with it, because I would still complain, because government is a government of River State, not government of PDP members. Let's try to create this.
Exactly the point that you want the governor to have looked across party lines. You said that just a while ago.
Okay. That's the point.
Exactly the point. So maybe you wait for the across party lines list. Your name might be on that one. That one is coming soon. That list is coming soon. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
It's me, Justin.
Please go ahead.
Justin. Can you hear me?
For the last time, go ahead. All right, moving on. Hard Factor, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Samuel.
Sam, you're welcome. Go on.
Okay. I would like those appointed the ward and constituency liaison officers that their first assignment should be to remind the governor of the students abandoned under the RSSDA scholarship. That is a very big project that he abandoned. And since he has said that he has cleared all abandoned projects, this one is still not cleared.
Can you call that an abandoned project? Because the governor was very clear on his position regarding that. We're not paying for the students. Students who are studying arts programs and other such programs, we're bringing them back home, enrolling them at in schools here. Can you turn off your radio set, please? All right. Very important when you call a live radio show, and we must have said this a billion times, but I'm sure someone else is to do it again. Turn off your radio set. Very important. Or if you insist on not turning off the radio set, then move to the next local government area while the call lasts. That way, you're certain there will be no interruption. So, I was trying to tell that caller that the governor has been very clear and in no unclear terms stated what his position is on the RSSDA student and scholarship or scholarship for some students, you know. And I think there's been some closure to that. Well, maybe not for the students or their parents or guardians, but for the governor, it seems there's closure on that. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
Hard Facts, hi, go ahead.
Hello. Is there Samuel on the line?
Go ahead.
The governor told the students that he was going to clear those that are still doing medicine, engineering, and other critical subjects. And he did not say that he will not.
Hello?
He promised them to continue, and that he was going to pay for those in these critical areas. So, why is it that he has not taking up that challenge before his government? Because these people are studying those areas that are critical to him, which he promised at Chatham House to complete.
Okay, all right. I think your thoughts on that is very clear. Thanks for calling in as well. What, about 10 minutes to go? No, actually, make that about 12 minutes to go before 5 o'clock. The news update is up at 5. We move to some other discussion. The National Population Commission is recruiting ad hoc staff for the 2023 census. More on that in the 5 o'clock hour. But for the moment, your thoughts on the constituency and ward liaison officers appointed and inaugurated by the River State Governor. Hello, you're welcome, 913. Please go on.
Please, I'm trying to.
Please, I implore you to not call in again. I've taken your call twice now. I'm very certain you have completely exhausted the point you were trying to make. So thank you very much. Just keep listening. I'd like to take a call from some other person. right, via Facebook, Nalaba Ambrose goes, someone that spent 7 years building flyovers now wants to know what reverse people want. Imanda Eni goes, waste of taxpayers' money. Uri Jime Pen Kasten goes, taking PDP to the nooks and crannies, nooks and creeks, he says, of real estate and human capital development. Via Twitter, at Ejonishi tweets, the appointment is for 2023, it's just for 2023 politics. Someone commented, this one's from MacDonald. Gidada, please picture, think of the entire crowd you see in European football stadiums on Saturdays, all getting appointed by a governor at a time. What mistakes is he going to correct and how? Can he take away the physical and psychological trauma that students of this state have undergone in the last 7 years? This governor performs very poorly and addresses reverse people with so much arrogance as though we're all daft. Why didn't he do so towards the end of his first tenure? It's sad, Dio. Let's see. Please, His Excellency should remember to fix dilapidated schools and healthcare centres. We do not need liaison officers to figure this out. Okay. Hi, Dio. I tell you truly, truly, it's far too late to make amends. The governor only wants to wet their dry faces. That's from Nwachukwu. Dio, good afternoon. You can hear what people are saying. You can see how people are salivating for money from Wicked tomorrow. Now, these same people will start crying here and there. They will not remember that they were chopping when things go bad. They will not remember that they were chopping when the insecurity intensifies again. Election is here now. Another opportunity to vote in a responsible leader, but chopping is their problem. River State people will cry again. That's from Elochi. My governor saying he's sorry for concentrating on giving contract to Sekibo. I don't think he needs to tell us that. He did that because he thinks Sekibo is also capable of doing them, and again, as his political ally. As the election draws closer, we shall hear more of these sorry statements. Okay, well, I'm not sure this... hard facts to Dio. I'm the special advisor to His Excellency, self-appointed, for Buaco Ward 16, Kana LGA. I want to report to His Excellency that in my ward, no teacher in our primary and secondary schools, our health centres are entry and empty, I think you mean, and taken over by weed. The electricity from National Grid has been vandalised by our boys. Immediately he took over government, gunmen have taken over our communities, and we and our refugees in our own land. Donatus Leko sent that. Could have been dark. This River State PDP members are so funny to be proud and celebrating being unit officers when 7 years of the administration, their retired parents, uncles and aunts were not paid. Their relatives were have not been able to write final year exams while billions are paid to some accounts. That's from George. This is a mere political gimmick by the governor to continuously enslave mentally slaved lazy members of his political party. It's really embarrassing, and I don't think any responsible person would take him serious. So he suddenly woke up from his 7 years maladministration. Dial Melembe Melembe, that's all that Bob sent in. Maybe it is Melembe Melembe. Feedback that we've been talking about, he didn't listen. I pity the person he's receiving with liaison officers. When he got to RSU job, he gave his political cronies, and now you're looking for those to waste as liaison officers. That's from Rosie. And Oibubai Michael goes, the governor did not get this right at all, as it cannot be separated from one of those political strategies in this era of political friendliness to the people. Otherwise, how much would the governor be able to do at this time if the people say, give us a new river state where everything is done with budgets fully published? Is the governor and his aides not hearing all the outcry on this show and others? All right, sir. I suppose that might be a good point to anchor this conversation.